out there, and I had some people that had been in the Bush administration. They went from Texas, and you know, in the governor's office here in Austin. I live in Austin, and they were very loyal Republicans, and they thought, you know, Bush was just great. They went to Washington D.C. and they came back and they told me that a guy named Rahm Emanuel ran the White House, and they said that's why we quit. We didn't want anything to do with it because we saw how corrupt it was. Now, I'd never heard of Rahm Emanuel, so I Googled it up, and there was nothing there at the time.
Yep.
And I really began to investigate. I mean, these people, you know, they weren't real high up, to be honest with you, in the Bush administration, but they were high enough. I mean, you know, sometimes you can be like a secretary or, you know, the person that takes notes, and you hear everything.
Yep.
And they said this Rahm Emanuel, he would go in Hillary's office. He would go in Bill's office, and the secretary never even stopped him.
That's right.
You know, it was, you know, the chief of staff never questioned him. He would just walk through, and they said he had such a imperious attitude, he never would even say hello to them, not even a good day.
That's right.
He just opened the door, and he didn't care who was in there. And if George Bush was having a conference with somebody, George would look at him, and he would have a stern look on his face, and George would dismiss all the other people and give the time to Rahm Emanuel. Rahm Emanuel was running everything.
He was, and he ran the Bush's workforce, and he also ran Clinton's workforce. And what we've got is he is a very close associate to the present Homeland Security Justice Department criminal, Chertoff. And you'll also find that he is the leader of the Republican Party, Jewish, what's his name, director, a guy named Melman, was also run by this same guy, Rahm Emanuel, and many people thought that he was the voice of MEGA. Remember he was MEGA, and this is what we've come up with, but the fact of the matter is that he's very, very, very connected to the American Jewish Committee, which, you know, that's one of the oldest umbrella organizations in the Jewish community. It's even bigger than B'nai B'rith. It's even bigger than the American Jewish Congress and the rest. That the American Jewish Committee, and you also have a European Jewish Committee, they are the umbrella organization set up back when Theodore Herzl was really making the final push for Zionist control of the world.
Mm. Well, you know, you're so right about that. You're the only other person I have ever... Thank God for your knowledge in this area, because you're the only other person I've ever heard even mention Rahm Emanuel and knowing of this man who was reputed to be the MEGA who ran the White House and had, while he was in there, who had the White House wired and taped every office in there.
That's right.
Knew everything that was going on. And he was the one also that saw to the hiring of Monica Lewinsky.
And Chandra Levy has connections back to his camp as well. And he's a Chicago strong boy. And, of course, that's why, you know, they don't want to field a candidate for the Democrat Party, because they know George has ruined the Republicans for this next cycle. They know that. So what they had, so what they're going to do playing this duplicitous a false paradigm of right and left, they need to come up with a lefty this time. So, of course, they're going to field a guy close to their own control point, and that is out of the Chicago area. But, you know, we know that the Jews today have gone global, and it's no longer a Brooklyn or a Manhattan or, even a Hollywood connection. It is now turning into a global umbrella organization that has some very powerful leadership. And again, Rahm Emanuel still answers to people people like Scowcroft, or people like Kissinger, or people like Schultz, some of the movers and shakers that were the intermediaries between Rothschild and the politicos in America. He's one of the big intermediaries.
Well, you know, Rahm Emanuel went back to Chicago after the Clinton people left office.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ran for Congress. And the reason why they ran him for Congress, you might say that's a pretty lowly job, congressman from Chicago. But the reason they ran him, and you know this, I'm sure, but I'm saying this for the benefit of the audience. He won his election as congressman, And then even though he was a junior congressman, they put him in charge of the elections committee. And they gave him the money bag.
That's right.
Money bags. Now, so you're right about Ken Mellman, this homosexual Jew.
That's right.
Who they made chairman of the Republican National Committee.
Yeah.
So he was basically the guy funneling money to candidates as well. And then this Jew, Rahm Emanuel, is the money bag man. You cannot run for Congress as a Democrat in the United States of America, no matter what state, what district, unless you get the approval of Rahm Emanuel. My understanding is that everybody who wants to run for Congress on the Democratic Party ticket gets an audition by Rahm Emanuel, and he decides whether they can run or not because he controls all the money.
That's right.
And if you say, well, I have enough money, I've got other billionaires or something that are going to fund me, he'll make a few phone calls, and suddenly they don't want to fund you either. So basically, he now runs the Congress. He is the power behind Nancy Pelosi. He would be telling Nancy Pelosi what to do, and she better obey.
Well, her family ties go back to bending over quite genuflecting, if you'll allow, to the Jewish criminals by her father. Her father was a big Washington politico before her. And he was subservient to the Jewish interests in Washington in advance of her. So, you know, you've got a block of criminals in the Senate and in the Congress with Pelosi and Feinstein and Boxer, and I mean these ladies. You'll notice that almost Hartman, Jane, Congresswoman Hartman, almost all of the women in Congress are absolute stone cold hardened Jewish Zionists. And many of the ones that the males that are not Jewish seem to have peccadilloes or problems or emotional problems. I see mental illness in most of these people in some way or another. And it seems to me that what we've got is about 575 criminals, and you know, maybe there's one or two people over there that are still working for the American public, but I am hard pressed to find them.